Hey, sweet.
Hey, savories.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm AJ. And this is the
Sweet or Savory Podcast.
Yo, everybody, welcome to episode 4 of Sweet or Savory. I can't believe we're already here. If this is your first time tuning in, we started this podcast because of a group chat that we had that had the debate topic of, is peanut butter sweet or savory?
We're currently engaged, yes. And after 5 years of dating, mm-hmm. we realized we have very different opinions on topics we never really thought about. Stay tuned each week for debate topics like, is Disneyland better than Disney World?
Can you be friends with your ex?
Or past debates like,
which way do you load your toilet paper?
Or is peanut butter sweet or savory? And other polarizing topics.
We want to quickly thank our podcast gear sponsor, Samson. So you can learn more about Samson products at samsontech.com. And of course, our lovely friends, Nathan Texan behind the camera. Hey, we love you. And Julie Texan, our lovely producer. Yeah. He's been getting some amazing feedback from all around.
Yay!
And they love you. They love your voice. And yes, we're just so happy to have you.
Oh,
thank you.
I love you all too.
Yay.
I just want to thank my fans.
And thank you again to our friends at Merch Labs for getting us these awesome snazzy t-shirts.
Yes.
And they may be available soon for purchase.
We'll see.
Possibly.
If y'all like them.
Yeah, you know. If you want them, let us know.
Yes. For today's topic, though, we are going back to our roots. We are discussing food. We're going to be discussing food favorites and food quirks. Yeah, just like, you know, everyone eats a little different, too, which is something I'm figuring out.
Yeah, we were talking about it in the car. I have like a weird way of eating Kit Kats.
Yeah.
So let's dive in.
Let's dive in.
Well, let's start with our first question,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which is,
what are your top three favorite fries? We're going fast food fries,
fast
by the way.
Fast food fries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And our producers, Julie and Nathan, actually have some fries ready for us. Well, they're warm in the oven right now. So let's first go over what our top favorite fries are. Would you like me to start?
I would love for you to start.
Okay. Number one spot. Actually, let's start 3-2-1. That's more exciting,
I like
right?
that. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Second runner-up.
In my number three spot, we have Rally's. Hmm. Some of you may not have heard of Rally's, but it is a fast food chain. We have it in California. I don't know, actually, if it is anywhere else in the United States. I can look that up. But they have really good French fries. They're seasoned very well. The reason why they wouldn't be in a number two or number one spot is because not a lot of people know about them.
Yeah, that's fair.
Who was also fighting with number three spot was Burger King and Shake Shack.
Okay, those are really good fries.
Number two is Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
I love their waffle fries.
Yep, crisp cut.
Yes, and number one is McDonald's.
We love that.
Yep.
We love that. For mine, my number three actually is McDonald's.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
wow.
My number
nervous laugh.
Don't kill me. And my number two, actually, I asked a lot of the homies yesterday at our friend's birthday party what their favorite fries were. And this was in everyone's like top three.
For real?
Yeah. And it's Jack in a Box curly fries.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We can talk about it.
We can talk about it. Okay, and then my number one, which is not even on your list, top three.
No, it's not.
Is In-N-Out.
Wow.
Yes.
I wonder if that's a common, like, feeling.
Yeah.
If In-N-Out is a favorite fry.
Right. Right. Well, we have our favorite fries here on deck, so I would like you to retry In-N-Out, and then I'll retry McDonald's, and then just kind of see.
If we're still feeling that way.
Yes. Like if In-N-Out maybe can enter your top three. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Here's the thing about In-N-Out fries. They're most of the time, they're soggy.
Whoa.
And they're not consistent.
I could say the same for McDonald's.
McDonald's is actually, that's why they're in my number one spot, is because they're actually consistent most of the time, at least in my opinion.
Julie, while we get these fries prepared mm-hmm. here, thank you, Nathan, our lovely server
Whoa.
For the day. Wow,
oh
you do everything.
Gosh.
How many hats do you wear?
All
Julie,
of them.
Can you share your top three, please?
Well, my very top ones are not like from a well-known, all of mine, actually, all my favorite fries are not from big chains. Do I need to choose a chain instead?
I mean, you know, just do what your heart desires.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say that I love sweet potato fries from anywhere.
Okay. That's fair.
I'll get sweet potato fries with like an avocado aioli type of dip. Doesn't that sound good? There's there's one in Costa Mesa that I love.
Okay.
And then there's also a Mexican place called Cha-Cha's that has the best. They're like garlicky.
Truffle fries?
So good.
Dang. She went,
no, I don't know. They're just.
They're just delicious. Wow. That sounds good.
I'm not a huge fan of In-N-Out fries.
Whoa.
I like my fries to be both squishy and crispy at the same time. If that like fluffy and crispy. In-N-Out fries are too thin. They're either super crispy or floppy.
That's exactly how I feel. They're either too soggy or too crispy. So when you can order them well done, which we actually have regular and well done here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then for the McDonald's fries here, actually, I ordered one with salt and one without salt. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know if that will make a difference.
It might.
Nathan, do we have some ketchup as well, like in packets? I think asked the DoorDash person for.
Here we go.
I'd also love a packet because I want to show y'all how I eat my.
Packets right here.
I have. Do we do the same thing?
I doubt we do.
Really?
I doubt we do.
Okay, yeah, I would like packets as well. I've never seen you do this, but okay, we'll see.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh, wait. Do we have the salt and pepper packets too? Nathan, I'm so sorry.
Nathan, we paid him extra for this episode.
He's doing like 5 jobs right now.
So how we eat our fries with ketchup as well is something different that we both do.
Yeah.
I would love for you to go first. I'm very curious on how you eat your In-N-Out fries.
Yes. This is specific to In-N-Out too. So you know how In-N-Out, when you're eating at In-N-Out, they come in those little white containers?
Yeah.
So I will open up the white container to make it bigger.
Oh,
like it
yeah.
comes and like unfold it to make it bigger. So
oh, you unfold it?
Yeah, I unfold it.
I do a little I pack it mm-mm. under.
Yeah, I don't
so
do that. I unfold. Oh, that's what I do. Unfold it. And then I take my pepper. Here, I'll do it right now. And I will put it in the ketchup.
Okay. As you're doing, yes.
Yeah, as I'm doing right now.
I like it. I see it. I see you.
And then that's how I eat it.
Okay.
That's how I like
you
my
mix
ketchup.
You mix it or whatever?
With pepper. Yeah, I'll mix it with the fry.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll do it right now.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see.
And then you get a very peppery ketchup bite.
Yep. Awesome. I like it. What do you think of the In-N-Out fry?
A little soggy.
Let me just get one of these, man. I think this one's.
This is the well done one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me try a regular one. Yep, ASMR. Okay. It tastes exactly how I imagine them to taste, which is really good. So, you know what is missing here, though?
Salt?
Is a burger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I. Yes. Because this, you eat the In-N-Out fries with the In-N-Out burger. The thing is, I was judging fries standalone, like where I would just go get some fries and that would be fine for me. I would never do that with In-N-Out.
Okay, that's
never.
Whoa. You know what? That's fair. Like, I will bring up that In-N-Out has an experience that they have crafted for the last however many years they've been around, you know, 50, I don't know. They have the same items on their menu as they've had for years. So they got the double-double, the hamburger, the cheeseburger, and then the same shakes or whatever. You know, McDonald's constantly changes their menu. Their fries are the same, but In-N-Out is like about the whole experience of eating everything pretty much all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We have there are some quirks that people do as well, like eating the fries all before the burger?
My brother does that.
Got it.
He can't eat the burger until he's eaten all his fries. I've always thought it was odd, but
it is odd.
He still does it. He's done it since he is a kid.
All right. I'm going to have a McDonald's fry right now, which is your top favorite.
Yes.
And forgive me for this, everyone.
Oh, I'm scared.
This is how I eat my fast food french fry with ketchup.
I don't think I've ever noticed this nervous. And I'm scared.
So I just open the packet and then I grab like 3 or 4, you know, hopefully they're good ones. Yeah, like these are good ones right here. And I suck the packet.
No. No.
I've
What?
I don't think I've noticed that you've done this before.
And then yeah, put the fries in my mouth with the ketchup that's in my mouth.
Maybe cuz when we're eating I'm just focused on my own, but wow, that's a first. Who taught you this? So nice. Who taught you this?
No one really taught me this. I just maybe I saw someone do it.
So interesting.
I wish we had a reaction. Next time we're giving Nathan a reaction cam because he was shocked.
Yeah.
He was absolutely shocked.
I am also shocked that you do this. Like, what is it? Why do you separate them? Why do you separate it? Why don't you just eat it together? Like, you eat the ketchup first?
I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer for you.
It's just something you do?
It's just something I do. I don't know. It's also, I can control kind of like how much goes in with the squeeze.
It's like froyo. Did you ever eat froyo?
Yes.
Or you just squeeze it out of the tube.
Do you mean Go-Gurt? Go-Gurt?
Oh, yeah. No,
oh, yeah, yeah. Go-Gurt.
I was like, froyo in general?
No. It's like Go-Gurt where you squeeze it out of the tube.
Yeah. The thing for me, though, is like I don't love the taste of ketchup by itself. Like ketchup is only with fries and to, you know, and whatever, chicken nuggets or whatever you put it on.
I'm going to try your well-done fries, In-N-Out. Just dip it in the ketchup. You know. Oh, this is not yours.
Yeah,
this is my
yours.
Favorite. Mm-hmm. Love it. I feel a way about these McDonald's fries right now.
They're not the best.
Yeah.
This isn't the best batch of McDonald's fries.
That's what I'll say, too. It's hit or miss. I mean, you say that In-N-Out is inconsistent, but, you know, McDonald's honestly is just as...
No, I actually think In-N-Out is consistently inconsistent. Like, they are consistently either too soggy or either too, like, crispy. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never had a perfect In-N-Out fry, ever, I don't think. And I've had, like, really good McDonald's fries. I won't say these are the best McDonald's fries, but this non-salted version is not it. The salted version is definitely better. Another quirk, I guess. It's not really a quirk, but I like to eat... I used to get, like, an ice cream cone from McDonald's and dip the French fries in the ice cream.
I will also say that when McDonald's fries go in my mouth, it feels, like, nostalgic. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely had McDonald's more times than I've had In-N-Out, obviously, like just growing up in general.
Yeah, I think we all had.
Yeah, In-N-Out feels like it's a treat. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's like, oh, we're going to In-N-Out today?
Mm-hmm.
Where McDonald's is like, we're having
it's like
McDonald's.
Rush. It's like a rush
meal. Yeah,
it's
a rush order.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is common knowledge, but In-N-Out makes their fries fresh from the potato in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's. They're pre-cooked a little bit, then frozen, which might help with the consistency.
That's
but
true.
But also not as fresh.
Yeah.
That's a fair point to bring up.
Mm-hmm. I did know that about McDonald's. I mean, about In-N-Out. I did not know that about McDonald's. But I guess it makes sense. That's why the McDonald's French fries usually taste pretty much always the same. But at In-N-Out, the taste is the same, but the way it's prepared is always different. Which is what I don't like.
You're right. Okay, that brings up good points because that means it's really on the employee to be really good at making the fries. I know this at In-N-Out too, that, you know, they all have their own lanes. So it's like one person is doing the fries, one person's doing the onions, one person's doing the things. They're very organized.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it just depends on the fry maker at the time.
Yeah, I guess so. And how, if you're getting like a fresh enough batch, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess they're always fresh.
Yeah. Do you want some fries, Julie?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. It is weird that like our first meal is just...
French fries. Well, French we had fries. Smoothies.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just sitting there.
Yeah. How do you feel now about In-N-Out fries?
I feel the same. I think it actually validated my... It validated my thoughts where it's just... I don't know. This thing is just... It's just there. It's just there.
You were pointing out... Like a floppy fry right now. McDonald's is full of floppy fries.
Yes, but if you get a good batch of McDonald's fries, it's good.
Plus, a fry is allowed to be floppy if it's fluffy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If it has enough, like, substance to it.
It's I love okay. that you said it's allowed. It's allowed in my mouth. Yeah. If it is puffy enough.
See, like these are two different fries. I'm going to taste them both. They're at about the same consistency.
Okay.
And I'm going to taste them both and see which one I like better.
All right. Alyssa's eating the In-N-Out fry. She's going to say McDonald's. Easy. The suspense.
Interesting. In that special case, I like the In-N-Out's consistency better.
Yeah.
I like the flavor of the McDonald's fry better.
My favorite fries, though, are the ones that are in the bag.
Me
at
too.
The end of the meal.
It's like a little surprise.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, a little it's extra like a, gift.
What is it? The TikTok?
It's like a reward. It's like a reward.
Okay, I will add my honorable mention. Thank you, by the way, for keeping our fries warm. Mm-hmm. The Texans, mm-hmm. we love y'all. Woo-hoo! My honorable mention goes to, and this is not in the category at all because it's not fast food, but it is a French fry. And it's Red Robin steak fries.
Oh, those are good. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Fry got caught in my hair tie.
Everybody, look at this. Her
it's just
French
dangling.
Fry got caught in
dangling.
Her hair tie.
Whoa, that's art. That's art. Go for it.
Red Robin steak fries. Excuse me. Had a little burp there. Have y'all had Red Robin steak fries, Texans?
No.
I have.
Yeah?
I like them.
I have.
Nathan likes them.
Can you guys tell I don't eat very much fast food? Oh, Burger Lounge? Does that count? That's kind of fast food. They have really good
fries.
Yeah,
it's like casual fast.
Is that like spitting. Eureka? Like, is that kind of
kind
place?
Kind of. Yeah.
Burger Lounge?
Casual fast food. Red Robin has really good seasoning.
Mm.
That's what, and they have fluffy and like crunchy.
Before we finish with the fry section, let's talk about condiments real quick. Mm. What do you like to eat your fries with other than ketchup?
Ranch. If I can have ranch, I'll have ranch.
Yeah. That's probably a popular one.
Yeah. Ketchup, I'll use if it's at In-N-Out or spread. If yeah. I'm getting In-N-Out fries, I use spread. Actually, you know what? I don't even use ketchup that much. Because if I'm getting In-N-Out, I always ask for spread. If I do McDonald's, I always ask for ranch or sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah.
I rarely do ketchup unless it's just like the only option.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you. I'll eat every other sauce first before mm-hmm. ketchup if I'm at a place. Mm-hmm. But specifically, I love any kind of like aioli. The normal aioli is like a chipotle mm-hmm. aioli, you know?
Or garlic aioli.
The garlic one is really good. Yeah. Well, this was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun.
Let's go into some music. All right, so we just ate some French fries.
Yes, we did.
Thank you for indulging with me by eating your not top five favorite French fry in and out.
Yeah, and thank you for indulging with me by eating.
Well, McDonald's
is one
of your
top three, but
you know. Now I want to get into food quirks.
Let's do it.
Which is really interesting because now we know that people take a shower differently. Mm-hmm. They sit on the toilet differently. They use their toilet paper differently. But now we have all these responses from our Instagram followers and people around the world, and even the Texans here, just eat very differently. And I would like to bring up some very quirky things.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Adriana T, who is one of my mods on Discord, says, mm-hmm. I eat each layer of the lasagna separately, not usually all together.
Oh,
Nathan just had some lasagna.
Yeah, you were just eating
How
lasagna.
How are you eating your lasagna?
Cheesecake.
Yeah, and then just eat it.
Yeah, cuts it like a cheesecake.
Cut it like a cheesecake. You eat.
That's
that
how bite. You should.
That's how.
I mean, I don't want to say
no,
how
no,
you
that's
should.
That's how. That's how it's normally eaten.
Yes, yes, that's very true. Dirty Dan, our friend Danielle Sanchez, says, "I don't like tearing apart string cheese to eat it."
That's illegal, Danielle.
So you just
so
bite,
you just
chunks?
Bite the chunks.
The
out?
One exception I will give, I shred my string cheese, but. If you eat it with peanut butter, you don't have to shred it, in my opinion.
With peanut butter?
Okay. That's just a different...
Wait,
you're
cheese?
Using it as a different... like it's a different utility at that mm-hmm. point.
Hold on. Cheese and peanut butter?
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay, what? Yeah. Let's not glaze over that.
That's crazy.
That is absolutely
odd. Never thought about that.
Yeah, you just dip it like a carrot.
I've never heard
carrots with peanut butter.
No, I don't eat carrots with peanut butter. I only eat celery with peanut butter.
This is why you think peanut butter is sweet.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, Dirty Dan also says same with Kit Kats.
What does she do with Kit Kats?
Like, just like bites it, I guess. Doesn't
Doesn't separate them. I separate them. I eat the chocolate off first, and then I layer by layer eat the top.
How do you even do that with Kit Kats?
You just like hold it, and then you bite the layers off, and then you...
Like a little mouse?
Like a little mouse, yeah. It's actually fun to eat it that way. Try it next time. It's like,
I can't have them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm allergic to dairy for all those.
Dairy. But if you do one day, you can try it, or if there's a dairy-free option. Yeah, it's really fun to like separate the layers, and you get different flavors when you do it like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what? I do.
Kourtney Kardashian does it like that too.
Thank you, Kourtney.
That's how I eat peanut butter cups too.
Oh,
I guess
what?
I do that a lot. I eat the chocolate first. I eat around it. I chew the outside, and then I eat the top layer, eat the bottom layer, and then I eat the peanut butter.
But you have peanut butter in your hands then.
Yeah, I do.
What the hell?
I just like tasting the flavors separately.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay. I just said okay. And that's the username of this next person. Okay. It's okay_. Before eating soups like nilaga, which is a Filipino
noodle.
There's no noodles.
Oh. I'm getting it mixed up.
But you know what? Some people put like the clear noodles in there. I think your dad actually might do that.
I think they do. That's probably why.
It's like a chicken. Some would say it's kind of bland. Okay says, I dip an ice cube to collect the fats. It molds onto ice.
I've seen someone do that on TikTok. When like after they cook it, they take the fat off with an ice cube.
Right, right. So that works. I have a lot of pizza ones and I have a surprise coming. But I may have, may have spoiled that a little bit. Okay, someone says, I eat scrambled eggs or fried rice with syrup because I'm almost always eating them with pancakes.
Oh.
Wait, fried rice though?
Yeah, not fried. Fried rice is salty. And then you're adding that with the sweet.
Hey, sweet or savory? Sweet and savory.
I know, but there's more flavors in fried rice usually than just salt. It's like soy sauce or other things. And then you add syrup?
Yeah.
I mean, don't know about that one.
I will let the syrup... I'll add the syrup, not add, but like I'll let it touch my other foods, like the bacon and stuff, you know, if I'm having a breakfast plate.
Yeah, I used to try not to have that happen, but I'm not picky about that anymore. Like food touching.
Yeah. I totally feel you on that.
I dated a guy who did not like food touching, and we went to Korean barbecue, and that was a problem.
Oh yeah.
Because like
you're putting everything on the
plate. Yeah, you're usually putting everything. Everything's like mixing.
That's on here as well. Some people, my friend Megan Yinks also says they don't let anything
food touch.
They don't let food touch. Someone is saying that they mix everything together.
I don't really like that either.
I will kind of do that at a buffet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I won't generally like just mix.
Yeah. Oh, like Chipotle. So I know there's two different types of people who eat Chipotle. Do you mix or do you just like take everything bite by bite?
Mm-hmm.
My sister mixes everything. She shakes it up the whole bag.
Yeah.
I like to control what I have in each bite so I don't mix.
Oh, she shakes it up?
She shakes it up and she likes to just have it all mixed. I prefer to not mix it up and I just like will choose my bite.
Choose your bite.
Because sometimes I want a bite with rice. Sometimes I want a bite with lettuce. I don't want it all at once.
Our friend who I shall not name her because she put a
I know like it
a,
is
a PS face or the seat like a shush.
Yeah,
sorry.
Shush.
I don't know what that is. A shush emoji.
A secret.
Says scrape all the cream off Oreos directly into the garbage. I know. You're shocked, Julie.
That's so funny because I would like do the opposite. When I was a kid, I would just eat the cream and then like put the cookies in the trash.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It feels even to me, an Oreo.
Sometimes you just crave the cream, and sometimes you just crave the cookie.
All right, here's a quirk. Someone, Mariah Mercado, says Filipino quirk. Eats noodles with rice.
Oh.
Mm.
Mm. I've done that before. That's good.
I've done that before too. Like I'll add rice to some soups.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't eat noodles with rice. I don't think I've done that.
I'll do it at parties or something.
Yeah. You know, if it's on a plate.
Exactly.
On a shared
exactly.
plate.
Exactly. We have some people saying they eat with their hands. That's totally a normal thing. Mm-hmm. Natural. We have a thing called kamayan or boodle fight where we just eat all the food
everything
on the table.
Hands.
Yep. Everything with your hands. We're going to get to the pizza because...
Yeah. There's a lot about pizza.
And actually at the door, someone is at the door right now.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Someone's at the door. Yo.
Oh my God.
Yes.
We have a whole pizza.
We have a whole pizza.
And garlic dip. My favorite.
And there's garlic dip and ranch dip.
Wow,
here we go.
That's my love language.
I mean, I'm not even sure if you eat pizza, but.
I normally do, but I have to be gluten free for a little bit.
Okay, so Julie's not going to try it.
I'm a big Domino's
Nathan,
person.
Nathan, can you try
Domino's.
One?
All right, so can you explain what we're doing?
Because
I don't know what we're doing.
This is based off one of our friends' answers to my food quirk Instagram question.
Uh-huh.
So Jeff Sully says, Christine is his baby mama, says, sometimes we eat our pizzas upside down so the toppings hit taste buds first.
Oh. I have never heard of that ever, but I'm interested to see if it makes a difference.
Let's try it. So I ordered half no cheese because, as a lot of you know, I'm allergic to dairy. So I usually just eat pizza with no cheese. Nathan, choose a piece here.
Are we going to do this together?
Yeah, we'll all do it together.
If you need to visualize, if you're not watching on YouTube, we have the pizza here. I guess we're going to flip it over.
Oh, a pepperoni
oh,
already
no,
fell
pepperoni
off.
Oh, pepperoni fell. And then we're going to try
mine's
it.
Okay.
All right, let's go for it.
All right, everybody, take a bite upside down.
Cheers.
I'm letting it touch my taste buds.
Hmm.
Hmm. How do you feel about it, Nathan?
I noticed like a split second difference of like, what is it? Like a rush of endorphins when you taste something really good. like a split second. I can barely tell. I also am wondering if like, because I'm thinking of it reaching my taste buds quicker that I'm, you know, placebo or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I do like taste the pepperoni and cheese first. So like, as opposed to just like not the cardboard, what the heck, as opposed to just the bottom of the
pizza.
What
are you eating?
This is Domino's, by the way.
It does make a difference.
It actually does.
It
everyone.
Does.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it better or is it just more overwhelming?
It would be a little more difficult if it had more toppings. But
that's
if I had like,
say,
if I had mushrooms and like red chili pepper flakes, that might be a little intense with the too much red chili pepper flakes. But I feel like that would be really good.
I tried eating pizza in the normal way. Quote unquote normal. And the crust does kind of stay on the on the bottom the whole time as you're chewing.
It
like,
does.
And no, it rarely the gets whole, like flipped.
No, it doesn't. But so, this way, oh my gosh, am I going to start eating pizza upside down now? I would have never thought to do this.
Well, thanks for the pizza, AJ.
You're welcome, Nathan.
Surprise.
Julie, sorry that I didn't get gluten-free crust. I should have asked.
It's okay. Normally, I'm a big Domino's fan, but... We're just doing a little gluten-free phase
to see how your body...
For our nutrition episode. Stay tuned.
Someone, Mr. Sabby's or Mrs. Abby ABZ.
Mr. Sabby.
Mr. Sabby. I think it's Mrs. Abby. Pizza with ketchup.
I've heard of that. Okay. It doesn't sound that good to me.
Not crazy.
I do pizza with ranch, though. I love pizza with ranch.
Oh, Edgar Jr. says, I don't do this, but my girlfriend does. Have you guys had peanut butter jelly with cheese? And that's similar to what we were talking about earlier.
You do peanut butter.
Yeah, but cheese, well,
with jelly
I guess
too?
Cheese and jelly is good, and cheese and peanut butter is good.
If I can see it if it was like a fancy jelly.
Yeah.
Like an apricot jam or something, fig jam.
If we're doing like a cracked wheat sourdough, brie cheese, a fresh raspberry jam, and some peanuts.
Yeah,
that
I can see
amazing.
That. I can see that.
Before we get to a big question, I just want to get some quick reactions from y'all.
Okay.
Ndayaon says, I'm sorry. Ndayaon says, eat pancit and pandesal like a sandwich.
Nice. A little carb sandwich.
Yeah, a little like carb noodle sandwich. Noodles with...
It sounds good.
Julie, your husband is Filipino. Mm-hmm. Have you had a pandesal before?
I think so.
It's just a piece of bread.
It's just bread.
Yeah, I think I did in the Philippines. And I've definitely heard of that before, but mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you what my experience was. I don't remember.
But you've definitely had pancit noodles?
Yes.
Nathan, if you haven't given her any pancit, I'm just...
I've tried a lot of things. I just can't keep track of which ones. Because we went to the Philippines for like, what, 10 days? So I tried a ton of stuff there. Mm-hmm. But mostly all I remember is I always had way more food than I needed.
Yeah. That's always the case.
She's definitely had pancit, palabok, and tilapia. Okay. At least those. And like you tried a little bit of like chicken adobo.
Oh, I remember that one, I think.
So cute. I love it. All right. Here's the big question. Mm. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
The big debate.
The big debate here.
I'll solve it for you guys. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, moving on.
I like it too.
Wait, belong is why. Kind of a hard, you know, like, does it belong on pizza? That's a very bold statement.
Yeah, but what they're really asking is, should it be a topping on pizza?
Right.
I think yes.
Yeah.
It's good.
You know what? We should probably elaborate on this because I also think it's good. So maybe in a future episode, we should bring
somebody on that doesn't like it.
It's kind of a sweet and savory question because...
Yeah, it's like having a peanut butter jelly sandwich, y'all.
Yeah.
Having something sweet with something savory.
Yes, it is like having something sweet and something savory.
Not double sweet like peanut butter and jelly to some people.
All right.
Interesting though because pineapple... I will only eat pineapple with other things, but by itself, no.
Really? I like pineapple alone and on other things.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've really had it with that many other things, though. What else would you eat pineapple with?
This is getting into one of my food quirks that I was going to share at the end.
Let's hear.
It's a new combo that I crave it now.
Wow.
And it started because I'm doing this. I had to do a couple months of gluten-free, kind of an elimination diet type thing.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out a snack. Didn't have all my usual go-tos. Couldn't eat gluten. But I had in the fridge salad greens, cottage cheese, and pineapple. And I was like, you know what? Pineapple and salad is good. Pineapple and cottage cheese is like a thing that people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I tried all three together.
Wow.
And now I eat it every day.
Oh.
I'm going to try that because I'm going to get some pineapple later. And I love cottage cheese. And I've had cottage cheese and pineapple.
Yeah. And cottage cheese, Nathan has heard me talk about this way more than is necessary, but I just learned that cottage cheese is really good for you.
It is good for you.
So now I'm like, it's like my kick because I'm getting my cheese fill and I'm getting my vitamin nutrients. D
and probiotics, my right?
I think certain brands of cottage cheese have probiotics.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's saying.
Got it.
Interesting. We love it. Food is a true love language, as we all here know. But we especially experienced that living at your parents' house with your dad and how he cooks at least three times a week, like really grand feasts.
With like presentation and everything.
Mm. Yeah. So
amazing.
We hope that this episode made you really hungry and go out and get some French fries or pizza or fine dining.
Yeah.
If you want. We want to thank Nathan and Julie Texan, of course, for just being the best. We absolutely love being in your home. Thank you for hosting us. And we have lights and stuff now. You know, it just continues to evolve, these episodes. And we want to thank, of course, our gear sponsor, Samson, samsontech.com. And we also have new shirts that maybe we'll put on sale. We'll get Julie and Nathan some first to kind of test it out to see how. Keep listening to our podcast to, you know, find out the answers to debates like what color is math?
Is Disneyland better than Disney World?
And as we answer today, does pineapple belong on pizza? We might actually elaborate on that one a little
more
later.
In another episode. And can you be friends with your ex? And other polarizing topics. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Sweet or Savory Pod and email us at sweetorsavorypod@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And please tell your friends.
Yes, we want to also shout out Glisten Up, our team behind the scenes helping us market. And we also want to thank everybody for listening to the last episode, because we got really deep and cried and laughed together. Mm-hmm. And that was a total pivot episode. So again, thank you, Julie, as well for, you know, making that happen. So many good clips.
Yeah.
And you can watch them on our Instagram and on our YouTube as well.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Stay sweet.
Or savory.
Or umami.
Or sour.
All right. That's a wrap.